Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 5th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7 a.m. I'm Brent Helen. Plan on some showers for today. Currently, we are sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. We have learned that the remaining assets of Aisin's Appliance Store have been transferred to a third party and will be liquidated. 1847 Holdings shut the business down on February 20th, and now SG Service Company will handle liquidating the remaining inventory. According to the Press Democrat, customers with outstanding orders should begin to get some answers very soon. The Coalition to End Factory Farming in Sonoma County handed over 37,000 signatures to try and qualify a ballot measure that would, they say, would end the practice here in Sonoma County. Factory farming is defined as farms with 200 or more dairy cattle, 3,000 or more sheep, 16,000 or more turkeys, or 9,000 or more laying hens. Local farmers say they go above and beyond what is required by the Environmental Protection Agency, who sets the rules, and that none of Sonoma County's dairies or egg farms are factory farms. The county registrar of voters has 30 days to do an initial check of signatures, then an additional 60 to do a full signature check before the measure can be sent to the Board of Supervisors to possibly adopt an ordinance or measure to be voted on, according to the Press Democrat. Former President Donald Trump scored a clear win at the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday, which unanimously ruled that states do not have the ability to bar him or any other federal candidate from the ballot under a rarely used constitutional provision that prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The court ruled that that power rests with Congress, and the individual must first be convicted of insurrection. France became the world's first country to enshrine abortion rights in its constitution, the culmination of an effort that began in direct response to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Lawmakers from both houses of the French parliament voted 780-72 in favor of the measure, easily clearing the 3/5 majority needed to amend the French constitution. Texas's plans to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally and order them to leave the country is headed to the Supreme Court in a legal showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. Justice Samuel Alito on Monday issued an order that puts the new Texas law on hold for at least next week, while the high court considers what opponents have called the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago. Word has come down that Guy Fieri's Flavortown Music Festival, scheduled for the first weekend in June back in Columbus, Ohio, has been canceled. No specific reason for the cancellation was given other than it was due to unforeseen circumstances. Anyone who purchased a $155 two-day pass will have their money refunded. It is now 7:04 KZST, time for a check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer Shane Young. Hello there, Shane. How are the roads?
Good morning. Traffic is moving slow on US 101 near Petaluma Boulevard South due to an accident. CHP is en route for that. We also have an accident on 116 and Duncan Road involving a school bus. No children were on board. We have reports of a large boulder on 116 near Moscow Road. If you're driving through that area, watch out for that. With these wet roadways, make sure to slow down and increase your following distance to the person in front of you. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Hey, it's Dan from Johnson Pool & Spa. Are you looking for a healthy way to relax and unwind after a long day? There's no better time to redefine relaxation in the comfort of your own backyard than during our Clearwater Spa Model Clearance Event. We're offering up to $10,000 off and 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on all remaining Clearwater and Starlight Spas currently in stock, now through March 4th. Look no further than Clearwater and Starlight Spas for a great alternative to a conventional chemical or salt system. Every model is equipped with ozone, proven to make your spa easier than ever to maintain. There's nothing like a spa to relieve the joint pain, muscle aches, and stiff neck you can get from just living your daily life. Hurry in for the best selection and to take advantage of these incredible savings. Stop by our Windsor or Santa Rosa showrooms or contact us today at 707-837-0866. 707-837-0866.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, twin packs of USDA Choice Raley's Boneless Untrimmed Tri-Tip Roast are just $3.97 a pound, limit two packs when you clip your digital offer before checkout. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
From the community calendar, the Petaluma Farmers Market runs Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30. Enjoy fresh fruit, veggies, ready-to-eat items, and more. It's all at Lucchese Park. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, the Denver Broncos told Russell Wilson on Monday that they're going to release him next week, just 18 months after signing the Super Bowl-winning quarterback to a five-year, $242 million contract extension. The Broncos still owe Wilson his $39 million salary for 2024, minus whatever he'd signed for with another team, which would likely be the veteran minimum salary of $1.21 million. And the Warriors taking the Bucks at home tomorrow night. Your forecast, we are expecting showers for today. Up to a quarter inch could fall at best. Highs still on the cool side in the 50s. Mainly cloudy tonight, still with the chance of a shower. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, lingering showers. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. And finally this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Absinthe Day, which aims to bring awareness and celebration to the strong alcoholic drink by observing its history and legacy. Absinthe has been around since 1792, when it was patented by a doctor in France. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
100.1 KZST. Sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. Talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all inside of me, I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna.
counties. KZST, it is 7:11. It is 49 degrees on Super Tuesday Election Day in California and here in Sonoma County. I'm Debbie Abrams with this. An interesting fact about sleep. Did you know 1 in 4 married couples sleep in separate beds? Well then, if you are the one in that statistic, you may need 2 Sleep City mattresses. As I transition into my Sleep City commercial, Sleep City is a locally owned company. Mark Thomas has 5 stores, 2 in Santa Rosa on Santa Rosa Avenue and Highway 12, 1 in Petaluma, 1 in Napa, and 1 in Windsor on Hembry Lane. That's my store. They offer such brands as Stearns & Foster, Sealy, King Coil, Tempur-Pedic, and Heirloom. They pride themselves on quality products and customer service. Sleep City, by the way, is part of the Go Local campaign because they care about the community. They have all the cool accessories, mattress protectors, linens, pillows, toppers, that amazing adjustable base. And by the way, Sleep City makes the process super easy. They'll set it up and even take away your old mattress. So if you happen to be that 1 in 4 couples who sleep separate beds, you have separate beds there, you will need 2 of everything. Maybe Mark will give you an even better deal. I'll work him for you. Just kidding. To sleep better, head to a Sleep City store near you today or check it out online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
In Sonoma County, community matters, and the spirit of neighborly care and compassion is embraced at 707 Plumbers. Here's Matt Duncan, the owner.
Beyond fixing leaks and unclogging drains, we understand that behind every plumbing issue is a family's comfort and peace of mind. That's why we approach every job with expertise and genuine empathy. We're here to lend a helping hand to our neighbors in need. We listen, we understand, and we work diligently to restore harmony to your home. Building relationships matters to us. Your satisfaction and tranquility are at the core of what we do. Because in this close-knit community, your home is our shared priority. When plumbing troubles arise, reach out to 707 Plumbers at 707-292-2262. Let us demonstrate how care and compassion can transform your plumbing experience.
707 Plumbers, your neighbors, your friends, committed to bringing comfort and peace back to your home. Online at 707plumbersinc.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
KZST. We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Yeah.
cry, but then remembered
County's KZST. It is time to check traffic. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Shane Young in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning. How are those roadways?
Good morning. That crash on US 101 southbound near Petaluma Boulevard South has been cleared up right now, but we're getting reports of another crash in the same area involving two vehicles. Traffic is going to be moving slow for southbound travel from 116 to San Antonio. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
We belong together.
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, good morning to you. It is 7:21, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Thank you for tuning in.
New Year's resolutions. Ugh.
Seriously, so much for losing weight. I seem to be in hibernation mode.
I've actually gained 5 pounds.
And exercising? It's so cold and wet outside.
My resolution was to get my home organized.
Oh, well, Closet Crafters can help you with that. We love what they did for our garage, and we're going to have our closets done next.
Oh, well, I'll have to check them out.
Check out their showroom. It's so helpful to see all the options in person.
Closet Crafters in Santa Rosa since 1992. Visit online at closetcrafters.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dust off your boots and hold on to your hats for James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Relive the sounds and stories of the man in black on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m.
I walk the line.
Get your tickets today at the gift shop or twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years.
Must be 21 with valid ID.
Hey, Alexa. Oh, look at what the cat dragged in. Yeah, Google. Could you look something up for me? Sure, what are you looking for? I wanted to get the app so I could listen to KZST. You can get the app for free at KZST.com. Oh, you could listen at 100.1. A radio? I bet they sell those on Amazon. Ouch. That was a pretty obvious commercial plug. You think?
KZST.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fire? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
You off of my mind. I know exactly what I have to do. I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Oh baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. The stranger, dancing with the stranger, dancing with the stranger.
Dancing with a stranger.
Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Oh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
It It is 7:27, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Up next,
it's time for Debbie's not-so-random thought of the hour on KZST.
Well, sometimes I read a text and think, what a psycho. Then I press send.
Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 5th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:29. I'm Brent Allen. We've got cloudy skies with more showers in the forecast for today. Currently sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Stony Point Road finally reopened around 3 p.m. yesterday following an early morning chase and gunfire exchange that left a suspect dead and four Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies injured. Deputies responded shortly after midnight to reports of a man with a rifle in a white sedan at a nightclub in southwest Santa Rosa. After locating the suspect, there was a gunfire exchange followed by a car chase that resulted in the suspect crashing into a fence. A flurry of gunfire was exchanged after that between the deputies and the suspect. In the end, the suspect died at the scene. One deputy was shot in the leg, two suffered injuries to their hands, and one with a significant head injury. The investigation is ongoing, and the suspect's name has not been released. Of course, today is Super Tuesday, when California, along with more than a dozen other states, go to the polls. In Sonoma County, polls for in-person voting open at 7 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m. tonight. You can drop off your ballot at any